Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. He describes his life as blessed. He looks back and from his parents, his family, his wife, how God allowed them to adopt their daughter, their precious daughter, the church that he's a part of, the ministry that he has, his life has been blessed. And we need reminders of the life that has been blessed, because in one way or another, in fact, may I say, in many ways, we have all been blessed. And what it does for me, and I hope what it does for you as you listen to our guest today, that you will be reminded of how much we have to be grateful for. What is it that you, dear friend, ought to be thankful for today? When I ask someone a question like that and they say they've been blessed, it blesses me. And I believe it will bless you. The reason we have the Good Life Radio program and we pause at the beginning of every show is to remind you, the reason we have this program is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ, for you to know how much we have been blessed to have a Savior, someone who loves us so much that He died on the cross for our sins, that He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash our sins away, that Christ was buried, and that 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And the living Christ today calls you to Himself. And it's our purpose to lead you to Jesus. If you're walking with the Lord, oh, that you would get stronger, be encouraged, be moved, be inspired by the grace of Christ. But if you don't know Him, that you would come to know Him. Maybe even today, that you would open your heart to the Lord Jesus. Oh, how we have been blessed. Pastor Gavin Kajikawa, he received his bachelor's degree from UC Irvine. He received his Master of Divinity degree from Biola University's Talbot School of Theology. He's an elder at Lighthouse Community Church, located in Torrance, California. He oversees the church's evangelism and missions ministries. He considers himself blessed to be part of a church that loves Jesus Christ and strives to live by faith, not by sight. His passion in ministry is to help others see Christ more clearly through his life, which, by the way, I'm hoping and believing that you will experience that today. He's a man of diverse interests. He enjoys photography, playing soccer, fly fishing, and rooting for the Los Angeles Lakers. Gavin is also richly blessed by his wife, Lorraine, and their daughter, Brielle. Gavin, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much, Danny. Thank you for having me.
Okay, I mentioned where you went to school, some very, very acclaimed institutions. Where did you grow up?
You know, I grew up in the city of San Gabriel. It's just south of Pasadena, if you've ever seen the Rose Parade. Probably know that area of where I grew up. And it's just outside of Los Angeles.
Okay. What was it like growing up there?
You know, it was, I really enjoyed it. Growing up there, it was my mom and dad and my younger brother. And we just grew up on a kind of a middle class street. And we had a lot of good times, a lot of good friends were on that street. We used to play kind of tag football on the street. We used to ride our bikes a lot. And skateboard up and down the street, so a really good time.
What would life be like, Pastor Gavin, without playing football on the streets, and till the sun went down and the street lights went on, and being able to do those things? Who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
Yeah, it's probably just definitely my parents. I think many of us would say the same. Everything from my parents teaching me to say, you know, to greet people the right way, to being able to say thank you, you know, when we go to the market, at the cashier register, to even also just being able to treat people with respect, and really was taught kind of the golden rule of treat others as you'd want to be treated. And so they definitely have left memorable, just kind of an impact, an impression upon me, and just really trying to love people. And I think that's what I gained the most from them, is just really loving others and treating them the right way.
How did you become a Christian?
Yeah, good question, Danny. It all started when I was in early elementary school, and my friend Michael would come over to our house after school, and he would stay there until his mom would come and pick him up after she finished work. And he and his family were attending a Christian church in our city, and they asked us to come on out. And I think for my parents, they thought, hey, they're two boys, they need some morals, so let me go, let's go take them to church. So beginning from that point in time, we started going and attending church. My parents would drop us off, and we would go to Sunday school. And it was during those first few years that I began to hear about Jesus. And I remember one of my Sunday school teachers, she was just teaching a lesson, and she said, if anyone would like to become a Christian, you know, raise your hand. And I remember raising my hand and giving my life to Jesus. And I know that from those elementary school years, through my junior high years and high school years, God was watching over me. And it wasn't until really my high school years, my junior and senior years of high school, that I really began to understand more about what the Christian life is all about, and began to understand more about what is this message of the gospel and how that would change my life forever.
What was the religious background of your parents?
You know, really, when we grew up, there wasn't anything specific. There was no, you know, we were just a kind of a regular, everyday American family. We didn't have any religious background or anything.
But they wanted you to have morals, strong morals.
So they did.
Go to church.
They wanted to go to church. They wanted kids who obeyed them and would listen to them and just, you know, I guess in a sense kind of be good citizens and to really be able to care for others.
Now, you're a pastor today at Lighthouse Community Church, a bustling, fast, vibrantly growing church there in Torrance, under the leadership of Pastor Kim Kira. Now, did you think early on that you would be going into the ministry, or did you have other ambitions or aspirations?
You know, like any kid growing up, I wanted to play a professional sport of any kind.
Mm-hmm.
And but it wasn't until, I believe, around my junior and senior years of high school that I began to think more seriously about what does God want me to do? And so there were two things that came to mind. I said, maybe one of the things was there to be a high school teacher. And the other at that time was to say, maybe it's actually to become a pastor. And what the two of those occupations have in common is that both of them are trying to help other people out. And so I remember those were things that kind of God was beginning to stir in my heart, things or thoughts about ministry, about going into the ministry. And it's so funny, though, my parents look back, and I think they still laugh that I'm a pastor because, growing up I was that kid who never sits still. And so they chuckle and laugh that I still sit behind a desk now and study and read books and type, because I was not like that as a little kid.
Well, you give hope to parents who have squirmy little boys that you know, are wondering what they're gonna do, or certainly gives people that hope. Now, what was it about ministry that really stirred you?
Yeah, I think, you know, actually, I did become a high school teacher after I finished my undergrad years. And, you know, I really wanted to help out these students. And I wanted to try my best to minister, in a sense, to those whose parents were getting a divorce, to those struggling with different things, to, you know, relational issues. But in a certain way, I was limited. There's only so much I could do because I felt like I could give advice, but it was only putting a Band-Aid over things. And that's when I felt like God was really moving me to say, telling me if I really wanted to help people, it can only come through the good news of Jesus Christ. And I think that's where I began to realize that's how I can ultimately help people, is by just telling people about who Jesus is and by helping people to be ministered to him through the church or, you know, just through conversations. And so that's kind of where things began to change with me.
So you did pursue teaching?
Yes, I did. Uh-huh.
Was that your degree?
You know, I was a social science major, as I was finishing up my undergrad degrees, I started taking a lot more history courses, thinking that was what I would be teaching. And that's kind of where it led me to start teaching at World History, as I mentioned, for 9th and 10th graders at the high school.
Well, what an interesting journey, Gavin, that you've been on, and how the Lord has taken you from childhood, where you accepted Christ, and I mean, here you are, a pastor of a church. Evangelism and missions is your focus of leadership. Well, for me, it's fascinating to hear you, and then to see the way God is working in your life. I think as we listen today to the story of Pastor Gavin Kajikawa, you see, the stories of our lives, the Lord allows us to experience things. There are things that we have lessons, mighty lessons to learn, powerful, strong things. And then God guides us along the way. Perhaps you're at a point where the Lord is adjusting, guiding you. We'll be back with more from Pastor Gavin Kajikawa. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Brits Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
You're listening listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Okay, you're working hard, studying hard, getting into your career, and you love what you do in the sense that you're helping people. Specifically, you're helping students. You're a teacher. Okay? Now, you're teaching, but there's something deep within where there's a sense that there's got to be more to what I'm doing. There's more help that can be given to my students. And so you begin to ask, what would that be? How would I do it? Well, those are the questions. That's where our guest, Gavin Kajikawa, was in his life as a young teacher, freshly minted, having graduated from UC Irvine. But God was leading him. And the reason I mention that is because we all come through various points or crossroads in our life, and perhaps you're at that place this season of your life. Well, I believe the Lord has a message for you. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. Again, Gavin Kajikawa is with me, with us, by phone, in California. You're listening to the Good Life Radio program, and you can get this program in its entirety at thegoodlifehawaii.com. This and other resources just for you. And if you want to find out more about Pastor Gavin and his ministry, you can find out more. Go to LighthouseSouthBay.org. That's LighthouseSouthBay.org. Gavin, you're teaching, and then the Lord begins to lead you into ministry. What was that feeling of seeming inadequacy that you felt, that you needed more, wanted to do more for your students?
You know, I think as you see the needs of the students, or as I saw the needs of them, I was also coaching a soccer at that time too, and just hearing just the different troubles and challenges that we're going through. Kind of the certain little phrases that you would give, like everything's going to be okay, or time is going to solve everything. You get to see how empty they were for these students. And, at the time, I was not only teaching high school, at the public high school, I was also ministering to the youth group at our church as well. And I could just see the difference. In high school, I'd just be able to say certain things about, like, it's going to get better, or you need me to try harder. But I really couldn't point to true answer, and that was really found in Jesus Christ, no matter what they would be going through. Whereas when I was helping out with the youth group, I'd be able to teach these students. I'd be able to tell them about who Jesus is. I'd point them to the gospel message. And that's when I began to see changes in their lives. There was just a day and night difference about how to help people, and it was because of Jesus Christ.
Okay, let's look at this from a different perspective. Let's make it very personal. What was it for you, that was so clear? I mean, you articulated it so well. What was it for you in your younger years that you came to a realization that Jesus Christ can really make a difference in your life?
I think it really came down very personally for me was, I grew up with this thought that society gives us that we're all good people. And I remember that. I would look in the mirror and say, I'm a good person. I don't break the laws. I don't get in trouble. Especially during my high school days. I wasn't the guy partying all the time, I would look at my life and say, I'm living a good life here, But then as I began to read the Bible more, as I began to sit under good teaching, I just began to realize that's not what the Bible is talking about. Actually, the Bible is saying that all of us as humans are sin-filled people. We're bad. And I think personally for me, it was when I came to that realization that, wow, I'm not a good person at all. These things about making people hurt, maybe saying unkind words, this or that, I began to see, wow, I really need a Savior. So when you talk about being personal, that's what it was. It was seeing my sin in a very real sense and how it hurt myself and hurt others that I began to realize I need Jesus. And that's when I began thinking about how it's changed my life and how I can change so many other people's lives as well.
It brings to mind, how can somebody be bad when they're good? I mean, you know, you lived a good life. It doesn't sound like you were, you know, the guy setting up the parties for the party scene. You weren't dealing drugs. You were a pretty clean-cut young man. So someone might ask, how can you be bad when you're actually good? I mean, there's a lot of other bad things that people do and they're involved in. And how would you answer that?
Yeah, that's a really good question as well. And I think it really comes down to this, that we in our society are taught to look on the outward appearance of people, our outward actions. And so when you look and, you know, watch the news or read the newspaper, you see, quote-unquote, bad people. You know, they get in trouble with the law. They're doing, you know, murdering, extorting. But the Bible also says that even those who look good on the outside, all of us are bad on the inside. And I think that's sometimes tough for people because, myself included, we don't want to look inward. We don't want to see the areas that we struggle with. We don't want to see the bad things that we've done in our lives. We want to just kind of like sweep it into that closet and hide it from everyone else. And it's only until God begins to work in your life that he's saying, you know, open up that closet. I want you to clean that out. And I think that is the difference. And we need to stop looking on just the outward appearance, but we need to start looking at our heart. And that's the biggest difference, is that all of us, you know, even myself as a pastor, we all struggle with sin.
So you're beginning to realize this in your years teaching, but also involved with youth ministry. There you have a unique, I mean, if we were to put it in terms of, like, you were in a laboratory and you had two labs going on. One was in the classroom and one was in your youth group. It seems like the feeling you had was that there was more potential in terms of long-term impact, long-term, maybe we could say, using a more of a spiritual term, long-term fruit, in what you were able to do in the youth group. What was the difference?
You know, I think when I was in the public high school, I wanted to make sure that I abided by the law. And one of the things we were told is that we couldn't teach or impose or evangelize to the students. Being a teacher. And so therefore I wanted to follow that. But inwardly I was like, oh, and these students really need to hear about Jesus. And I think that was the biggest difference, where as at church and youth ministry, I was able to talk about Jesus. I was able to point them to the Bible and just say, really, how could their lives really be changed? You know, why, when they're asking about questions about identity, you know, so students at the public high school, we're trying to find their identity in partying or what they wore or the crowd that they hung out with. Whereas when I go to the youth group, I would begin to tell them that their identity as Christians is found in Jesus Christ. You know, where the students at the public high school, we're trying to find what is the purpose of life all about. You know, and I'd go back to our youth group and say, you know, the purpose of life is to live with God. You know, and have your life change and be forgiven of sin. And you could just, again, see the tremendous difference between, as you put it, these two different labs and the results of how these students' lives would be changed. And, you know, I would say for the students in youth group and the youth ministry, you know, they were able to hear about the true gospel and to have their answers to some of their tough questions that they had.
Take us back, Gavin, to the point where you knew beyond any shadow of doubt that you needed to take a new course, take a new path. The Lord was redirecting you from teaching then going into ministry. When did you know? How was that like?
You know, I think it was actually even right before I started going into teaching. I remember having a conversation with my parents, and I said, you know, I think I'm going into the ministry. So this is right after I finished my undergrad, I think. I want to go into seminary. And I remember my parents having a conversation with me, or talk with me, and they said, you know, before doing that, can you just get your teaching credential first? And they said, why don't you just try teaching? And if, you know, if you teach and you don't feel like this is it, then you can make transition to the pastoral ministry. And so I remember I said, you know, this is one way I can honor my parents.
Yeah.
And I remember going through, what happened is I would go and teach all day long. I would wake up, or right after we finished school, I would go to soccer practice. Right after soccer practice, I would go to my classes for my teaching credential. And right after my teaching credential, I'd go home and start planning for the next day's lesson. And I remember that was my routine for many, many months and years.
Hmm.
And I remember after my third year of teaching, the church that I was at had offered me, said, you know, we have a full-time position open. You know, would you like it? And I just remember it just felt like the right time. Like the Lord was saying, you know, your 3 years as a public school teacher have been used. Now it's time to open up a new chapter in your life. And so that's when I started into full-time ministry. And when I told my parents about it, they were so happy for me. They said, yeah, this is the right time. And they knew that I had taught and, you know, I'd gone through it. And now this is the Lord leading me to the next thing for me.
Well, God's timing. God's timing. And the sensitivity that you've had, Gavin, to the Lord's timing, and it speaks of a humble spirit before God. There's a pliability that you possess. It's a grace, a character. And the Lord, we could try to do the right thing at the wrong time, and it could be wrong. But the right thing at the right time, where there is a resonance with parents, church staff, church leaders, okay, this is the moment. What an example that is. What an example. How are you, as you listen today to Gavin Kajikal, how are you doing in transitions of your life? How's your timing? We'll be back with more with Gavin. He'll share a lot more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Did you ever feel a welling up inside you? You know, you knew that God was, he'd given you a passion. He's given you a direction in life, but it's different than where you are today. And you know God is leading you somewhere else. You just sense that. But the timing is just not right. But you're restless. You're frustrated. Maybe something happened recently that discouraged you and you think, you know what? I'm at the wrong place right now and I got to get on with things. And at this particular moment, perhaps you're willing to pull the trigger on it, so to speak, or figuratively speaking, and just make a move. But there's a check in your spirit. And there's not a resonance around you. Well, God sends Pastor Gavin Kajikawa to share out of his life, his experience, how God worked the timing of things in his life and how things, his life transitioned smoothly into the phase where he is today. And it has continued to grow. You're listening to The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Find out more about our program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get this program, the podcast, in its entirety. Perhaps you're tuning in right now. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and get the program for free, that and other resources. And to find out about Gavin Kajikawa and his church, Lighthouse Community Church, go to lighthousesouthbay.org. LighthouseSouthBay.org. Gavin, these transitions in life, I mean, you could have just as well forced things, but you didn't. You waited, you worked day after day. What would you say to somebody right now who's thinking, you know what, I'm dissatisfied with where I am, I got to move on, but there's a check in their spirit? What would you say to them?
Yeah, for those of us who are Christian, I would say, you know, the Holy Spirit is inside of us, and we need to let the Holy Spirit lead and guide us. And if there is a check, there's a reason. You know, there may be a reason of, maybe it's a stoplight, so a red light, or maybe it's a yellow light, if it's slowed down, or maybe it is a green light to go forward with it. But, you know, I would just even ask, saying, you know, what's in your heart? What are your motivations? Why do you want to move so fast? Or what do you want to do with this choice? You know, what's the anxiousness about it? And for us to really be able to examine ourselves first about, and asking us ourselves the hard questions about, you know, why do I want to do this now? What is it going to do for me? And to be able to really see how the Lord will speak to us. Because I think during certain transitions, or all transitions, God is always trying to teach us about faith, about what does it mean to trust in Him. And sometimes we think about faith as just always moving forward, but sometimes faith means just waiting there as well until the Lord's timing opens up. So that's, those are a few thoughts about how I'd encourage someone who's in that position right now, wanting to just feel anxious and wanting to start moving on with their life.
You might think you're progressing. You might be regressing if the timing isn't right. I've experienced it. I've regressed a lot. Needed the Lord's grace to help, you know, redeem a lot of things. And I thought I was doing things at the right time. Gavin, for you, you were teaching. And you had this sense even before you went into teaching. This goes on for 3 years, and you're waiting on God. But you're faithfully doing things in your career, getting your credentials, doing what you need to do. What lessons did God teach you during that quote-unquote waiting period?
Yeah, there were a number of different lessons as I look back and as I think about it. You know, one of them was simply this. It's just, who is my faith placed in? I remember during that time, it was just could have been, you know, I wanted to move on with my life. I wanted to do on things, but really, who is my faith placed in? And I was taught this in many different ways. One, for example, would be timing of things. I had to ask, you know, Lord, is it the right time to move on, to go on to full-time pastoral ministry? You know, another was just every day I was just exhausted, you know, physically exhausted after every day. And, you know, and just having to ask myself, who is my faith placed in? You know, is it going to be in myself, or is my faith placed in the God who says he's going to give me strength? And I remember just really thinking about that a lot. And another lesson that comes to mind was thinking about the life that we live in right now. We're to use this life to be a blessing to others. In a sense, we're supposed to extend ourselves, you know, all that we can. And there were many nights when I was going to sleep feeling like I really expended myself. You know, truly kind of gave it my all. But knowing, more importantly, what was motivating me is that one day there's going to be a place called heaven. The new heaven, new earth, where everything will be perfect. And that's what also helped me motivate me, was saying, how can I live my life now in the present as I interact and I build friendships and relationships with people so that they not only are impacting people today, but will impact people for all of eternity. And so those are a few lessons that come to mind.
Mm-hmm. What would you say to someone who maybe their spouse is going to jump the gun? They know the timing. Just there's an uneasiness to the whole thing, but the person is restless or frustrated. But for maybe a spouse, maybe a friend, maybe a parent, what would you say to a parent who is watching someone, a spouse or a friend, watching someone very dear to them go through this period of frustration, and there's no guarantees that person might just go ahead and do it, whatever they feel they need to do at this point?
Yeah, that's not an easy position to be in for anyone. It's a spouse or a parent or a friend. But understand this, that God has placed you in this other person's life, whoever it may be. If it's going to be another spouse or child or, you know, a friend, and that your influence will have a traumatic impact upon them. And understand that you are always going to counsel that other person. And so that your words can be used in very powerful ways. And so I would encourage them to just say, think about what they're saying. Think about the counsel that they're giving the other person, and ask themselves, you know, is the counsel that I'm giving them, is it from the world? Is it worldly wisdom? Or is it godly wisdom? And godly wisdom always comes from the Word of God. You know, are you able to point them to say, you know, what is faith all about? Or are you able to talk about worship, you know, right worship versus wrong worship? You know, are you worshiping something? So is it wrong worship, and you're trying to go after no matter what? Nothing's going to get in your way. You know, or it could be something tough to talk about sin. You know, is there an area of that other person's life that is sin-filled? You know, it may just be filled with pride. It may be filled with, you know, just whatever it may be. Yeah, just impatience or even just, you know, selfishness. And it may be prompting them to do these other things. You know, those are just different things that come to mind. But be thoughtful, because the Lord has placed you in this person's life. And use those words, use the counsel from the Word of God to be able to help that person make a good choice, whatever that choice may be for them.
Someone listening is not a believer. So maybe in some ways the things that you're sharing are the things even we're talking about are a little bit distant. But there's a searching heart. I know you have a heart for evangelism, a heart for missions, Pastor Gavin. What would you say to someone who's listening in on our conversation right now? They've been listening to our program for a period of time. They listen as much as they can. But they don't know the Lord. But here we are talking about God's leading, God's guidance, God's timing. What would you say to someone who hasn't even accepted Christ yet?
You know, God works in many different ways. To understand that there are times in your life, you know, maybe seasons of suffering, and that God sometimes will use those to be able to help your eyes to be open to your need for Jesus. Sometimes the Lord may place you in difficult positions or may give you a decision that you have to make, and all these different things are to help you to have your eyes open to see, wow, really, I am in need. I do need help. I've tried to live my life my own way. You know, I've tried to do things and try to get things done on my own, but I'm realizing that this is bigger than me. And sometimes the Lord would be able to use these to be able to show you that, wow, my life does need something more than what I have now.
And if they realize that, okay, Gavin, I realize that obviously that's why I'm listening. I do need more. What is that?
It's simply being able to come to Jesus and to be able to place your faith, your complete trust that He is the Savior for your sin. This is the reason why He came down to this earth. Could you imagine a baby being born and His whole purpose in life is to die? And that's what God the Father did with His one Son. He sent His one Son, Jesus, into this world to live a perfect life so that He may die. In a sense, to be that perfect sacrifice so that our sins may be forgiven. And for that one person who's listening out there, who is in that situation, you know, Jesus is the answer. And Jesus has been with you, and His arms are wide open. And don't let maybe other thoughts or let the world tell you that, you know, you need to get your life straight before you come to Jesus. Or don't let the world tell you, you're so dirty, you have so much baggage. You know, Jesus doesn't want someone like you. But Jesus' arms are wide open. You know, you just come just as you are and accept Jesus through faith. Jesus will then begin to work on your life. But it just really is just Jesus saying, come to me just as you are.
Yes, He's saying, come to me. Just as Pastor Gavin has so clearly articulated. Oh, and thank God. I thank God. I didn't have to get my act together before I could come to Christ. And neither do you. Just come to Him in all your simplicity. In all your pain, even in all your filthiness, the dregs of life, which, wow, it's easy to get into that, to find ourselves there. But there's hope in Jesus, as Pastor Gavin says. He's a pastor of evangelism and missions ministries, which he'll talk about more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
He's the pastor of the church's evangelism and missions ministries. His name is Pastor Gavin Kajikawa. I'm speaking of the church, Lighthouse Community Church, located in Torrance, California. In fact, Pastor Gavin is with us by phone there from his ministry in California. And before our break, we're talking about, you know, what would he say to someone who's wondering about God's direction in life, whether he was a follower of Christ, and more specifically, what if you're not a follower of Christ? And Pastor Gavin shared the message of the love of Jesus, that it's possible to experience what it means to have a relationship with God in your life today. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii radio program. I'm Danny Yamashiro with Pastor Gavin Kajikawa. To find out more about Lighthouse Community Church, lighthousesouthbay.org. And to get this program and other resources, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Pastor Gavin, when it comes to evangelism and missions, I think your heart begins to skip a beat, and there's a movement that goes on that stirs up in your spirit. Why is that?
Yeah, you know, obviously what you're talking about is having a relationship with Jesus. And, you know, my heart does skip a beat because, you know, after really learning more about what it meant to follow Jesus in my high school years, I realized year after year after that, how my life has been centered upon Jesus Christ. And one of the phrases we use around our church is, we're being gospel-centered, you know, meaning that everything that I do is based on the gospel message of Jesus. And what I mean by that, one example would be, you know, or you and your spouse, you know, maybe you're having some difficulties, some challenges, you know, maybe the wife asks you to take out the trash, and, you know, you kind of huff and puff and say, okay. But if I'm a Christian, I think about being gospel-centered. My wife asked me to take out the trash. It means just as Jesus was a servant on the cross for us, help me to be a servant to my wife. And as Jesus was doing it with joy, help me to do it with joy as well. And that's what we're trying to do, and that's what I'm learning, and that's why my heart skips a beat, because of how a person's not only eternal life can be transformed, but also one's present life can be transformed through the gospel as well.
Well, let's not miss this moment. You talk about a transformed life through the gospel. You shared before our break the message of Christ's love. Perhaps somebody today, as they listen to you, their heart is softened. Their heart is open. Maybe they don't have all the questions answered, but there's a peace in their heart knowing that this is the moment for them to open their hearts to Jesus. They want to have a relationship with God. They want to have their sins forgiven. Gavin, could you lead in a prayer to lead this dear one to Christ?
Yeah. I would love to do so. Will you please join with me? I'm just pray for those of you who are out there in the audience who are listening to really fit into what Danny's just shared. Dear God, I just pray for those who are listening, whose hearts have been softened. And I just pray that you would do good work in their lives and that you would plant within them a heart of faith, that you remove a heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh to trust in Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. Allow them to see their sin and allow them to see their great need for a Savior. Father, I just pray that you would help these individuals just to want to live and follow after Jesus for every day of their life you've given to them here. And so, Father, we thank you for them. We pray and thank you for Jesus. And we pray this in his name. Amen.
Amen. As Pastor Gavin has led in prayer, if you open your heart to Christ, you know, the thunder might not be roaring, the lightning might not be flashing, but know this, that there is a great rejoicing, a celebration that goes on in heaven for just one person. And it could be you who comes to Christ. Let me know. Let me know what God has done in your life. Go to danny@thegoodlifehawaii.com. Send me an email. Let me know. You can connect with me on Facebook. There, Danny Yamashiro. But let me know what God has done in your life. And you know, I know many pastors, many churches, not only in Hawaii, but even in California and in other places. And I want to connect you with them. Where you can grow in faith, grow in grace, and grow in relationship with Jesus Christ, with leaders whom I respect, like Pastor Gavin. Gavin, share with us about Lighthouse Community Church. How did you all come together? How did the church start? And where are you today?
You know, our church started in 2003. And we were a church plant of a church called Evergreen Baptist Church in San Gabriel Valley. And a number of us from that church decided to move down to the Torrance area, to the South Bay area, to plant a new church down here. And, you know, really our goal was simply this, is to plant a church so that believers could grow, as you've mentioned, in the grace of God, and that we would also be able to share the good news with those who don't know Jesus Christ in the area as well. And so from 2003, we were at a middle school. And from a middle school, we went to a high school. And basically, for 8 years, we were a church in a box. I guess church, literally, a church in a trailer, where every Sunday we would come to these different schools and unload the trailer with the sound equipment and with the screen and with all the children's ministries items and, you know, to have church, and then be able to put everything back into the trailer. And it was kind of like a game of Tetris, you know, fitting all the different pieces right back into the trailer. But, you know, that's it was the early years. And it really taught us as a church, though, that, you know, church is not the building. It's not the building at all. But the church is the people of God. And it taught us also about just serving, you know, that as we're part of this church, that, you know, God has given us all different abilities, personalities, giftings, and to be able to use all those things so that the body would be built up. And so those were the kind of the early years of our church.
And now, I mean, gosh, we met what? It must have been a couple years ago. You have a new facility. And from what I'm hearing, you guys are busting at the seams again. Is that right?
That is right. Just by God's grace. One of the ministries that we're bursting at the seams is our children's ministry. And for our church, we just have a kind of unusual demographic of a lot of young families and a lot of kids. And we're very thankful for that. God has given the gift to us, and we want to make sure we raise up the next generation to know and to love Jesus. Yeah, our church, as we met, when we first met a few years ago, was when we first moved into our new facility. It was a big empty warehouse. And by God's grace, we were able to build it out and to have church here and to have different ministries throughout the week. And yeah, just to really, it's really been a blessing to be here. But again, what we tell people as they come to Lighthouse is we don't want you to leave church saying, wow, what a great building, or wow, what a great message, or you know, what a great this or that. We want people to leave Lighthouse each Sunday saying, what a great God. And that's what our hope is. We don't want people to be enthralled with all the exterior things, but we want people to see Jesus Christ. And that's our goal.
Well, and you fulfilled that goal today, Pastor Gavin, even in sharing during our time together. What a great God we serve. What a great God. How great God has been to you, to your family, how blessed you are, and what a blessing you've been to us. I want to thank you, dear brother, for sharing in this time with us.
Thank you so much, Danny, for allowing me to be here with your audience. And for those who are Christians, I hope that you would continue to live a gospel-centered life. And for those of you who are non-Christians out there, thank you for listening to Danny's show. And I do hope that you would hear this gospel message, that you would accept it, and that your life is going to be changed dramatically for the better. And I look forward to seeing you one day in heaven.
Amen. Amen. Gavin, thank you. I hope today that you've been encouraged by these heartfelt the warmth of the sharing of Pastor Gavin Kajikawa. You can find out more at lighthousesouthbay.org. You know, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, just like Pastor Gavin shared, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. And to help us with your financial support and to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Titus 3:7 says, so that being justified by His grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest, Pastor Gavin Kajikawa. Find out more at lighthousesouthbay.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jimmy Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.